Let me speak to Keith McCann from Regenerate Portadown. Keith, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Keith, Regenerate Portadown, what's the background to the group that you have there? Could you explain Regenerate Portadown to me?
Yes. Regenerate is a community development group that's basically formed to bring communities together. And within the communities that we are working in Portadown, we're generally trying to create a collective voice to look at various issues, cultural issues, education, cohesion, employment, many, many social issues that affect various communities across Northern Ireland.
So how does this link into the taking down of the 150 flags? I'm trying to get a handle on it. Are we just tidying up Portadown and taking down the tattered flags, or are the flags coming down that would be offensive to many people because they would argue there's far too many of them?
Well, basically, I would say over this last 12 months or so, many conversations have been had in community under the radar with various groups and various people around this issue of flags. And the general consensus was that a Regenerate have no opposition to the flying of flags, but we do feel that to give the flag its place and to give it respect, there ought to be some order or form around that, so that flags are not left in a condition that are tattered and worn and battered, and really take away from the flying of that particular flag rather than adding to it.
So you've been liaising with what's commonly referred to as the Protestant Unionist Loyalist community. I presume Regenerate Portadown isn't necessarily part of that community, but you may have people from that community who are part of Regenerate Portadown, am I right?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
And what sort of agreement do you have from the loyalists on the taking down of the flags? Is it simply the tattered ones coming down, possibly to be replaced with new, fresh ones? Or might we get a new image of Portadown that has less flags?
We want to, I guess, not preempt any final flag protocol that might come out. But we are currently working on the protocol. So what has been reported in recent newspapers and radio shows would reflect that there was a declaration of intent, which basically gave agreement to take all the old tattered flags down. The protocol will then see, I guess, new flags going up at an appropriate time, and with community agreement and with community consent, and there's still a lot of conversations to be had around this, we then see what the lay of the land would come out at that stage. But I don't really want to preempt what the final agreement might be or might look like, because we want the community and as wide of the community to have their say in this as possible.
And do they have any say on the paramilitary flags? Because a considerable number of people in Portadown, and indeed people going through Portadown, would be wishing that paramilitary flags didn't exist. You could argue the long and the short of the Union flag being up and it being rightly up or wrongly up, but a paramilitary flag should, in the opinion of right-minded people, never be up, because it represents groups and organisations that murdered people. So where are we on paramilitary flags?
As far as I understand, there already is a protocol in Portadown regarding paramilitary flags. That's not something that will come under this protocol at this stage. But
the protocol at present being that they stay up for 2 months.
Yes, that's correct.
So that's not going to be addressed. If you don't like a paramilitary flag, you're going to have to just suck it up, because it's going to still be there for 2 months in Portadown.
It's not going to be part of this protocol, really, as I understand, at the moment. Perhaps in the future there may be scope, but I can't really go beyond that comment.
Listening to what you're saying, Keith, I can't help getting the impression that we're going to have a tidier Portadown with fresh new flags.
I would have thought, yes. I mean, we're not opposed to the flying of flags in this whole argument or debate. It's really just to have things a more organised, fashioned manner, but also to instill into the people who put the flags up and take the flags down a sense of passion, a sense of pride, and most importantly, a sense of respect into the whole debate and argument around flags.
Is there any suggestion that there's a budget of some sort for this? Is there money from the rates or the taxes going towards the initiative to take down the tattered flags and possibly replace them with fresh new flags?
There's no money on the table, no. The flags that have been going up in past and previous years in Portadown have been paid for by the young people and by the communities themselves who have put the flags up. So there's no fresh monies coming from anywhere to take these flags down or to buy new flags and to put them up. That's still going to be something for the communities to look at themselves and, I guess, pay for also. The taking down of the flags, by the way, I should say, were taken down by the communities themselves. So there was no payment given for the flags to come down.
But there's absolutely no sign of the PSNI taking down the paramilitary flags.
No, there's not.
Okay, Keith, that's where we are at the moment. But thanks for describing it to us. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Good morning.
Keith from Regenerate Portadown.